The Osgood File, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. At a time when the American people are already angry, the TSA is now telling us to get to the airport even earlier. More after this from Charlie. As you may have noticed, airport security checks have gotten tougher. It's because of those stories about guns and dummy bombs getting through. So now the TSA is going to wand you anytime something sets off the body scanner. They're going to check anything weird in your bag. The bomb dog has to sniff you. If you wear a bra, step over there. Basically, no more shortcuts. It's not that different, actually, from the Secret Service check you get when you enter the White House, which is reassuring, I guess. But as CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg points out, at the same time,
you're seeing a number of low-fare carriers coming into the United States flying long-haul routes at very, very low prices. Planes are full.
And to avoid the baggage fees, all of us are schlepping as many carry-ons as we can get away with. And as a result,
you're going to see some pretty long lines as more and more airlines are flying longer routes overseas with bigger planes.
The TSA points out budget cuts have left it with about 7,000 fewer people than it had just 5 years ago. But Greenberg says they have to be smarter about how they schedule those people.
It's like going to the supermarket. When do you want people at the checkout counter? At 2 in the afternoon or 5 in the afternoon?
Of course, the supermarket's on a slightly different mission. They don't really care what you bring through the line as long as you pay for it. But unless something changes, the CEO of American Airlines is predicting a summer meltdown. Even now, at big airports like Atlanta and Chicago, it means people can spend an hour in line. But so far, the TSA's answer is to officially recommend that we all get to the airport 2 hours before domestic flights and 3 hours before international flights. It's all part of a conspiracy to get us to buy more of those overpriced airport snacks. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.